Waiting for Columbus by Thomas Trotamuck. The recording of this book has been made possible by a kind donation from Mr. E. Morgan for his friend Mrs. Margaret Rowell, who loves talking books.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Thomas Trotamuck is a writer, editor and communications consultant. He lives in Edmonton, Canada, with his wife and daughter. For Cindy Lou and Kathleen Marie Trotamuck. Prologue. Imagine a man standing on a rocky shoreline, looking out to sea, pondering the question. The same question we whisper when we look up at night into a star-crazed sky. Swirls of light, millions of years old, everything moving away, or toward, or around. What's out there? This man is an average guy, except for this need he has when it comes to the ocean. He is a man who will go out of his way to stand on beaches and look out to sea. He will pull over to the side of a highway or a road. He will get off a train or disembark a bus, and then stand at the edge of whatever ocean is there, with his awe and wonder vibrating. Often, depending on how he feels, he will hum Barber's Adagio for strings. He thinks he remembers this music was one of the pieces played at JFK's funeral. He could be wrong about this, but it is easy for him.